Cuomo invited government leaders from Long Island, the North Country, Central New York, and other locales who experienced damage from Hurricanes Irene, Lee, and Sandy. They gathered to praise their past efforts to react to storms and to report on steps they are taking to prepare for future disastrous weather events. Representatives from Long Island spoke of creating offshore sand barriers, while a Madison County leader told how they decided to move the county highway garage to higher ground. Others say they are rebuilding flood-damaged areas with green space, with walking and bike paths. Dennis Wilson is from the village of Fort Plain in Montgomery County, which was devastated by flash flooding just last summer. He says the village has to rethink development and allow wider areas near creeks and rivers to absorb water overflow.
About how we can provide sufficient floodplain so that when the waters rise again in Fort Plain and the other surrounding communities that are on the riverfront, there's a place for the water to go.
Governor Cuomo says the more frequent storms are leading to a change of attitude about wetlands and their value.
We saw a wetland as a waste of space, right? Here's a wetland, let's develop it. Because it's just a wetland and is serving no purpose.
As a result, he says many wetlands have been filled in by development. He says when Superstorm Sandy flooded parts of Lower Manhattan, the high water lines almost exactly coincided with the borders of the original island wetlands that have been filled in by buildings over the past 300 years.
Hurricane Sandy covered all the fill areas right up to the original line of the island. She knew where she was going. She was going where she had been. We were encroaching on her territory. Well, we can tame Mother Nature. We can build big fill sites. No, you can't. You think you can, but you can't.
Cuomo praised leaders in Staten Island, who he says have permanently relocated many homes in order to create a wetlands border. While there was much talk of Mother Nature and her effect on storms, there was little discussion of the climate change that many scientists believe is causing the more frequent and destructive weather. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was one of the few to acknowledge the changes. He says the common sense preparations that are now routine would have seemed alarmist even 20 years ago.
We don't get a memo that tells us when the next storm's going to hit.
De Blasio is seeking legislation to offer temporary property tax abatements to storm victims who have rebuilt and seen their tax bills go up. He says he's optimistic that it will pass the Assembly and Senate this session. After the event, Governor Cuomo commented on reports that the federal government may try to take back $1 billion of the $3.5 billion remaining in a Sandy relief package. Cuomo says he and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie worked hard to win that money.
Frankly, a lot of the members of the Congress didn't support that funding. It's kind of ironic that now that after they didn't support it, they're trying to come and poach it.
Cuomo says it would be disingenuous to use the money for something else. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.